Welcome to today's sermon on censorship. I'm Mike Adams, and the topic of today is that censorship is Satanism, because God commands that we speak the truth. He commands that we act out of righteousness. And we can go back to Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor of God. And what are the pieces of the armor of God? One of them is the belt of truth, or the breastplate of righteousness, or the boots of peace, for example. Well, what is the belt of truth if you aren't allowed to speak the truth? God wants you to put on the belt of truth, metaphorically, which means speaking with a sense of truth, telling the truth, even in a time of great lies. And God warns us through many other books and chapters of the Bible, for example, in Jeremiah, I think it's chapter 5 or 6, he warns us that truth will perish. And I'll paraphrase it, but truth will perish in a nation of lies. And when the bow of man bends toward lies and falsehoods rather than truth, then the nation loses God's favor, and the nation loses its gifts, the gifts granted by God. Censorship is satanic because, of course, we now live in a time of great censorship by satanic Western governments. The government of the United States is satanic. The government of the United Kingdom, the government of Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and so on, other Western nations, they're all satanic. They all worship death through abortion. They want to control and silence everyone. The UK government may be the worst example. They threaten to arrest you if you say something that they don't approve of, because they're afraid that you might utter the truth that God wants you to utter. And of course, a satanic civilization does not want people to be able to utter something that is true or righteous, or to state the obvious, such as men cannot get pregnant, men cannot have babies, and you can't take a man and turn him into a woman through the use of a scalpel and chemical castration drugs. It doesn't work that way. But if you say that, you can be arrested in the UK. You can be thrown in jail. But notice that if you lie, well, then you're allowed to have your speech. If you lie on behalf of the satanic regime, if you lie and say that abortion is good, if you say that pregnancy is a disease, not another living being, well, then you're allowed unlimited speech. If you say that the satanic injection of the mRNA transhumanism bioweapon, if you say that's good, take more jabs, then you'll be able to speak and reach huge audiences. But if you utter the truth, because you are wearing the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, then you shall be censored, if not jailed. That is indicative of the times in which we live. In Canada, there's a pastor who has been arrested for preaching the word of God during the time of COVID and refusing to shut down his church. In America, there are peaceful people, including, I think, a great-grandmother who was simply praying outside an abortion clinic, not blocking people, just praying, who has been arrested and convicted and has to pay, I think, a $100,000 fine and serve 6 months under house arrest. And if I'm not getting the details exactly correct on that, this is indicative of other similar cases. There are many cases now where so-called abortion protesters, who are just peaceful people praying for the lives of the unborn, where they are arrested, they are persecuted, they are convicted, they are thrown in prison for preaching the word of God. Again, we live in a time where you can lie and be rewarded in society, but if you tell the truth, you shall be persecuted. Censorship is Satanism. Now then, it's no surprise that wealth and abundance in Western societies is rapidly vanishing. The economy is collapsing. The rule of law is collapsing. Violence is rising up. Food scarcity is increasing. Food inflation is worsening by the day. Well, what did God promise us? I was just quoting in the last sermon, or one of the recent sermons, from the book of Deuteronomy. where God said, and again, I'm paraphrasing, I think this was chapter 13, but I'd have to check it. God says, look, I'm leading you to this land of great flowing waters where the water comes out of the hills. And there are minerals, there's copper, and there's iron, and there's fruit, there's the pomegranates, there's the grapevines. You have unlimited abundance. You will have wealth and happiness, and you can raise families in this land. The land will be the great abundance gift from God. And all you have to do to keep this abundance, all you have to do is do not forget where these gifts come from. And do not forget that God is the source of this abundance, not you. And if you forget that God is involved in this equation, then I, God, he says, will take all of this away from you. And isn't that exactly what's happening today? As Western nations are turning against God more and more, they have forgotten the rules. They've forgotten the covenant with God. They've forgotten where wealth comes from. And so many people, especially arrogant, anti-God billionaires today, they think that they themselves are the source of everything. Oh, I created the billions. I invented this. I manufactured that. I created the wealth. I have the flowing robes with the golden threads, blah, blah, blah. That's what people think of themselves today. But God reminds us, none of that is possible without his blessing. And his blessings are being taken away from us. They are dissolving as people turn against God. So this is all related with censorship versus telling the truth. Think about this. In a society where you are allowed to tell the truth and you can speak the word of God, then you can remind people of God's role in granting the blessings of abundance and health and love and joy and family and truth and righteousness. And then that helps to promote a society that values those things. It helps to remind people where all these things come from. But if you're censored and all you're allowed to speak are lies, and you must lie on behalf of the beast system government, or you must lie on behalf of the toxic pharmaceutical cartels, or you must lie on behalf of the corporate media, then all you do is you engender a society of godlessness and lawlessness, and that society will lose all of its sources of abundance. That society will suffer war, famine, and pestilence because of cause and effect. It is no coincidence that the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights of the United States Constitution lays out speech protections of the church and the people and the press, and also public assembly, of course. But it says the government shall make no law abridging the right of speech, or I'm paraphrasing, the right to religious expression, or the right to peaceably assemble, or the right of the freedom of the press. But why is the right of religious worship blended in there with the right of freedom of speech? Because the word of God has always been under attack by, for example, the King of England in, pre-revolutionary days, or other kings in other times that wanted to have control over their people and absolute authoritarian command over what you're allowed to say, which is exactly where the United Kingdom is going today, and the EU leadership saying that, how dare you speak your mind? How dare you speak the truth? How dare you say that, for example, these illegal immigrants coming into the country, how dare you say that they are not welcome? You can't even say that you welcome them legally, but they shouldn't just come in breaking the law. We need an orderly process of immigration. That alone is considered hateful today, especially in the UK, but we faced the same thing before as colonists of modern day America, where the King of England told us what we could say and what we couldn't say, and taxed us for that, and did not represent us in the making of the laws, taxation without representation. So this is why the founding fathers of America, a nation founded on Christian principles, knew that being able to speak the word of God was necessary for the survival and sustainability and abundance of a free nation. If you cannot speak the word of God, you have no future. If you are not allowed to put on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, then your country will collapse. This is spiritual cause and effect, like I said in a previous sermon, spiritual cause and effect. A nation of lies in which truth shall perish is a nation that itself shall perish. A nation of truth, however, where truth is celebrated, where truth is, you know, allowed to even exist, that's a nation that has a future. And so the great battle right now taking place in the United States and a lot of Western countries is whether we shall go down the road of self-immolation, satanic censorship and destruction, or shall we choose the armor of God, truth, righteousness, freedom, and the courage to speak the truth. And by the way, speaking the truth in a nation of lies is an act of spiritual courage. So to the extent that you are able to find opportunities to speak the truth, men cannot have babies. You can't change a little girl into a little boy with a scalpel or vice versa. When you speak the truth, you are actually doing God's work, especially when you speak the truth against a nation of lies. When you say taxation is theft, when you say that abortion is murder, or even when you just tell the truth about natural medicine, pomegranates contain natural molecules that can treat cancer. That is not allowed under satanic censorship that drives the rules of the FDA and the FTC and the government enforcers and the bureaucrats and the big pharma pushers. That is not allowed. Oh, how dare you tell the truth about fruit? You might have to be prosecuted for that, you see. But when you speak that truth, you are acting in accordance with God's wishes. God wants us to be champions of the truth. The sword of the Spirit of the Lord works through us. That's part of the armor of God. Don't forget that. And the shield that protects you is the shield of faith. The boots are boots of peace. Never forget that. I see too many Christians today, in my opinion, calling for war, calling for bombs, calling for aggression and killings of others. That's not in alignment with the teachings of Jesus. Not at all. Jesus said, love your enemies. He didn't say bomb your enemies with 2,000-pound bombs made by Boeing. He said, love your enemies. Now, I know that's difficult today. I know it's hard to love your enemies. We all struggle with that one, myself included. How do you love your enemies? Well, we can always learn more and get closer to the will of Christ and the teachings of Christ. But we certainly shouldn't just bomb civilian populations. That is not okay. So when we speak the truth about that and say, hey, it's wrong to bomb women and children in the Middle East, that is in alignment with God. That's the voice of truth. But we are often told that we can't speak the truth if it's politically inconvenient or not allowed based on who's getting money from what groups and who's getting elected and which corporate entities are getting the kickbacks, you know, which businesses or manufacturers in the military-industrial complex are getting the most money and make the most campaign donations and so on. That is not part of God's equation of truthfulness and righteousness. That's more tied up into Satan's evil. So be very careful what you end up supporting. Be mindful. And if you need a reminder, go back to the Word of God. It's very clear. It's written out. And we've covered, you know, many of these books. We've covered 1st and 2nd Corinthians. We've covered the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. We've covered, I mean, God lays it out in Numbers and Deuteronomy and just the very basics of it. And it's expanded upon in the New Testament. So it's very clear. Don't lie. Don't participate in lies. Speak the truth. Do so with courage and faith. And then your life shall be lived in alignment with what God wants of you. And that's a very good thing. That's a good thing. God bless you all for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening to today's sermon. We have much more yet to come, including covering the fruits and superfruits and herbs and foods of the Bible and all of their benefits. And yes, we shall tell the truth about each and every one of them. We do not self-censor in any of these sermons, as you can probably tell. No government tells us what we cannot say or what we must say. We speak the truth from the Bible and from the reality around us. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. Take care.